弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，我们可以一起到会堂来敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of God, we are able to gather in the chapel to worship Him.
来，感谢主的保守，让我们不能来的弟兄姐妹也可以在网络上一起来聚会。
And also, we are thankful that we're able to gather online to worship God.
小丽现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈神所隐藏的人。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the topic, the person hidden by God.
我们请来看一节经节。
Let's turn to a Bible passage.
西番雅书第二章。
Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 2.
西番雅书第二章。
In Zephaniah chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
西番雅书二章三节说，世上遵守主典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求主，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在神发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Verse 3, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
我们最近在读经，就读哈巴谷书、西番雅书。
Recently, we have been reading the books of Habakkuk and Zephaniah.
那今天就是应该是读第三章。
Today, we are reading Zephaniah chapter 3.
明天开始就读以斯拉记。
Starting from tomorrow, we will start with Ezra chapter 1.
昨天的进度就是读西番雅书第二章。
So yesterday, we read chapter 2 of Zephaniah.
不知道弟兄姐妹是不是用心读过。
I'm not sure if everyone took the time to read it.
今天晚上就是用这一节经文来谈神所隐藏的人是何等有福。
But today, our topic will be, blessed are those who are hidden by the Lord.
我们今天其实都知道有一个末日会来。
We all know that the end day is coming near.
这个末日是神审判，也是神发怒的日子。
This is the day of God's judgment and wrath.
这个日子是可怕的。
It is a very terrible day.
因为对不信的来说，这就是永远的灭亡。
For those who do not believe, this is eternal condemnation.
但是对相信的对神所喜爱的人来说，这就是欢喜快乐的日子。
But for those who love the Lord, this is a day of rejoicing.
西番雅的意思其实就是神所隐藏的。
The name Zephaniah means hidden by God.
所以西番雅先知他本身就是神所隐藏的人。
Therefore, Zephaniah himself is the one who is hidden by God.
那他作为一个神的代言者。他向我们人述说如何成为神所隐藏的人。
He is a messenger by God, telling us how to become someone who is hidden by Him.
真的是那个是名如其人啊。
So the name depicts the person.
就是他的名字本身就是在说明他的信息重点在哪里。
His name, highlights the central theme of his message.
他一直在预告有一个神发怒的日子。
He keeps telling us that there is a day of God's wrath.
他对世上所有愿意遵守神典章的人这样说。
And he says to all who are willing to keep God's commandments.
就是要寻求主。
To seek the Lord.
这是第一个要件。
This is the first factor.
第二。
Second,
要寻求公义。
We need to seek righteousness.
第三，要寻求谦卑。
Third, we need to seek humility.
如果能够做到这三项的寻求，
If we are able to seek these three things,
他说在主发怒的大日，或者可以被隐藏起来的。
Then it may be that you may be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
也就是说会被神所保护。
You will be protected by God.
其实最后是被神拯救。
In the end, you will be saved by God.
我们刚才读唱赞美诗五十一首哈。
Just now we sang hymn 51.
这个中文叫做万古灵盘。
Which is Rock of Ages.
有一个从古以来一直都存在的这个灵盘石，它现在为我们打开。
There is a spiritual rock that has existed from ages ago that is now opened for us.
这个万古的灵盘就是耶稣基督。
This rock of ages is Jesus Christ.
如果我们今天能够来隐藏在主耶稣基督的 翅膀底下。
If we are able to hide ourselves under his wings.
就好像今天我们藏在这个万古的灵盘底下。
Just as we ourselves are hidden under the spiritual rock.
那我们在这个审判的大日，我们就不用担心了。
Then on the day of judgment, we will not fear.
我们从这个赞美诗里面知道，我们要能够在末日的时候站立得稳，不是靠我们自己的善行。
We know that in order to stand firm on the day of judgment, it will not be dependent on how many good deeds that we have done.
不是靠着遵行律法上的这些规条。
It is not dependent on how many laws we have kept.
真的是完全凭着主耶稣基督的救恩。
It is completely dependent on the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他愿意为我们流血。
He willingly shed his blood for us.
能够用他的宝血来赎我们的罪。
He was willing to use his precious blood to redeem us from our sins.
所以我们今天在耶稣基督里面。
Therefore, we who are in Jesus Christ,
我们将有永远的生命。
We have eternal life.
现在这个万古灵盘为我打开。
So for me, this spiritual rock has been opened.
就是这个救恩的泉源已经开了。
And this fountain of salvation has flowed out.
我如果愿意来藏在里面。
If I am willing to hide myself in this rock,
我能够像歌词说的，我藏在主的心怀里，就是我的心能够跟神的心连在一起。
Then our hearts are hidden and connected to God.
那这样子这个当主再来的日子，我们就是欢喜快乐。
Then on the day of the Lord's coming, we will rejoice.
我们根本就不需要害怕。
We will not fear.
反过来，我们会真的非常有把握的准备领受那公义的冠冕。
On the contrary, we will very excitedly await that crown of righteousness.
所以西番雅书他所提到的这些信息基本上都跟主发怒的日子有关。
The book of Zephaniah talks about the day of the wrath of the Lord.
因为他在向当时代的犹大国的选民提出一个很严厉的警告。
He said, he proclaimed a very severe warning to the people of Judah.
那个神刑罚的日子是何等可怕。
He says how terrible the day of the judgment of the Lord is.
那就是在这个书里面所提到的那个神的大日。
And this is the great day mentioned in this book.
那在第一章第十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
十四节到第十六节
In verses 14 to 16,
你就看到他一直在提到这个日子是什么日子。
It describes this day.
神的大日临近，临近而且很快。
The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly.
也就是说，突然会临到了。
It will come very quickly.
这一天，他说勇士要痛痛的哭嚎。
On that day, the mighty man shall cry out.
第十五节说，那一日是神愤怒的日子。
15 says that day is a day of wrath.
是极难困苦的日子。
Of trouble and distress.
是荒废凄凉的日子。
Of devastation and desolation.
是黑暗幽冥的日子。
Day of darkness and gloominess.
是密云乌黑的日子，完全看不到希望的。
Day of clouds and thick darkness. There is no hope.
同时也是吹角呐喊的日子，征战的日子。
It is the day of trumpet and alarm.
是大灾难来到了。
It is the day of tribulation.
这个日子其实在历史上预告的就是神的选民的国度要被毁的那种日子。
Historically, this refers to the day that the chosen people had been destroyed from being a nation.
但是从属灵的角度，这个日子更预告着耶稣基督要再临的日子。
From a spiritual perspective, this describes the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当这一日子来到的时候，人再多的金银都救不了。
On this day, money will not save.
第一章的第十八节说。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
当神发怒的日子，他们的金银不能够救他们。
Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them.
这个时候，我会发现说财富根本不管用。
Wealth will be of no use.
你再多的，不管你是钞票、股票、黄金、白银，什么加密的货币，全部都是变成废墟。
Everything, regardless of it is cash, stocks, or pure gold, all of these things will become useless.
什么都没有。
Everything will become nothing.
这个时候，能够抵挡，能够在这个神的愤怒里面站立得住的是什么呢？
So how are we able to stand firm on that day?
如果我们是神所宝贵的人，
If we are those cherished by the Lord,
是神他特别珍惜，他把它隐藏起来的。
If we are those who are so precious to him that he will hide us,
那这样子，这个日子一点不可怕。
Then this day will not be a day of fear at all.
问题就是怎么样才能够成为神所隐藏的人？
But the question now is, how can we become that kind of person?
我们一定要从圣经里面来看。
We need to find the answer in the Bible.
那从西班牙书，我们可以先看到一点。
In the book of Zephaniah, we find one point.
因为先知师基本上他都先提出一个警告，就是对当时候的罪责备。
Which is that prophetic books usually start with accusations or the prophet is scolding the people of God.
也就是说，神兴起先知一定是在当时代非常的败坏，律法都不管用，所以一定要用先知来当面责备。
God would raise up these prophets in order to rebuke the people because they had departed from the law.
因为如果人懂得遵行律法，神的吩咐，
If people know to keep the commandments of God,
他们如果愿意顺服，这个神已经都写得非常清楚了。
If they are able to submit to the regulations and the requirements of God,
如果人愿意顺服神的法则，
If humans are able to submit to His commandments,
其实人每一天都活在神的恩典底下，
Then every day we live under the grace of God.
只可惜人从小心里就是悖逆的。
But unfortunately, from man's youth, our hearts are filled with evil.
这在挪亚那个时代，他们出方舟之后，神特别这样说。
This is what God said after Noah and his family departed from the ark.
人从小心里就怀着恶念。
He said that humans have evil intentions from their youth.
也就是说，不愿意顺服神的话。
They are unwilling to submit to the commandments of God.
所以人通常都会把神的要求，把它当作这个我不需要遵守。
Therefore, it is often the case that humans disregard the commandments of God.
那接下去就会遇到很多的苦难。
Then they will meet with many troubles.
那百姓不愿意遵守，其实是跟首领有关系的。
The people were unwilling to submit to these commandments because of their leaders.
那这个是包括神的选民的国度也是这样子啊。
And this is very apparent in the chosen nation.
所以这个就是人的罪性。
So this we can say is sinful nature.
我们今天只要带着肉体的这个人哦，没有一个是顺服的。
We who are in the flesh will be rebellious.
每一个人都是固执的。
Everyone is stubborn.
所以我们说，我们不要是说我们自己的家人，我们自己的配偶，我们父母亲，我们孩子都是顽固的，我们自己本身就是顽固的。
When we observe that our family, our spouse, or our siblings are very stubborn, actually we ourselves are also stubborn.
这个就是人的通病啊。
This is a common phenomenon.
那这个，所以神的百姓哈，其实如果从这个角度看，跟一般的世人都没有两样。
So from in this regard, the chosen people had were no different from the Gentiles.
那这个就是先知信息里面的重点。
This is the key message of the prophet.
他责备神的百姓。
He rebuked the chosen people.
看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
西番雅书三章第一节。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1.
这悖逆污秽欺压的城有祸了，他不听从命令，不领受训诲，不倚靠主。不亲近他的神。
Verses 1 and 2. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. 2. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God.
第三节，他中间的首领是咆哮的狮子，他的审判官是晚上的豺狼，一点食物也不留到早晨。
Verse 3, her princes in her midst are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning.
第四节，他的先知是虚浮诡诈的人，他的祭司亵渎圣所，强解律法。
Verse 4, her prophets are insolent, treacherous people, her priests have polluted the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law.
但是第四节说，第五节说，主在他们在他中间是公义的，断不做非义的事。每早晨显明他的公义，无日不然，只是不义的人不知羞耻。
Verse 5, the Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame.
你看，这个就是人跟 人跟神的差距啊。
This is the difference between man and God.
神永远是公义圣洁的。
God is always just and righteous.
每一天早晨，他的作为就彰显在这个天上，在我们周围，让我们可以去看他。
Every morning we see the new works of God. We can see them every day.
神是信实的，无日不然。这每一天他的公义、信实、他的能力都没有改变的，完全一样的。
God is faithful, and his justice, his faithfulness, is seen every single day.
但是人不一样。
But humans are not so.
你看这一段从第一节到第四节，你看他在责备当时候选民的国度，从大到小都是这样子的。
But in verses 1-4, we see how everybody, young and old, were just like this.
先知宣告说，这个是悖逆的城，这是污秽的城。这是欺压的城，有祸了。
This prophet condemned them, saying that they are rebellious, polluted, oppressing, and unobedient.
我们一定会觉得很奇怪，为什么神的选民最后会落到这种下场？为什么会变这样？看好像跟不信人没有什么差别。
And so we may wonder how come the people of God have become like this.
不是神的律法没有功效，不是神没有能力。
It is not that God is powerless.
是因为人的心的问题。
It is the problem with man's heart.
我们现在请看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
西番雅书第一章。
Zephaniah chapter 1.
我们请看第三节。
Verse
3. 对不起，第四节。
Verse 4.
西番雅书一章第四节。
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 4.
我必伸手攻击犹大和耶路撒冷一切居民，必从这地方剪除所剩下的巴力，并基马林的民和祭司。
Verse 4, I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place, the names of the idolatrous priests with the pagan priests.
第五节说，与那些在房顶上敬拜天上万象的，并那些敬拜主指着他起誓，又指着马勒堪起誓的。
Verse 5, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but who also swear by Milcom.
第六节与那些转去不跟从主的和不寻求主也不访问他的。
Verse 6, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him.
你看这一段圣经在讲说神所要除灭的人是谁啊？
These verses describe those who God will destroy.
这是他的百姓啊。
His own people.
他的百姓是什么样的人呢？
And what kind of people are his people?
他们其实是已经从跟随敬拜真神到去跟随偶像。
They turned from following the one true God to following idols.
这里的基马林其实就是那个外邦偶像的名字啊。
When it says Milcom, this is for an idol.
这个马勒堪第五节那个马勒堪是亚蛮人的那个偶像名字啊。
It is an Ammonite god.
那这个是，你看当时的百姓是一方面拜这个独一的真神，二方面又去拜这个。
So, on one hand, the people of God were worshiping God, but on the other hand, they also worshiped the Ammonite God.
他到圣殿去敬拜神，同时呢，第五节说，他们也在房顶上敬拜天上的万象。
Although they went to the temple to worship the Lord, but yet in verse 5, they also worshiped the host of heaven on the housetops.
第六节说，他们是转去不跟从神的。
Verse 6 says they have turned back from following the Lord.
他们根本就不寻求神了。
They have not sought the Lord at all.
这就是当时候神的选民的信仰已经变了。
And so this is how their faith had changed.
他们已经变成了是圣俗不分的百姓。
They were a people who were not sanctified.
他没办法坚持自己所信的。
They could not be resolved in what they believed in.
所以他们的这个信仰是混乱的。
Therefore, this was a mixed faith.
没有办法坚持敬拜独一的神。
They were unable to only worship the one true God.
看着这个外邦人好像很兴旺，他们神好像很厉害。
When they saw the prosperity of the foreign nations, they saw that perhaps their gods are very good.
所以就怀疑自己的信仰。
Therefore, they doubted their own faith.
觉得说，那我说我们要去拜这个神，好像吃亏了。
They thought that if I don't worship their idols, then I'm losing out.
所以变成脚踏两条船。
Therefore, they wanted to be in both places at once.
一方面是 这个祖先 祖宗所传下来的这个信仰，敬拜独一的神，主是独一的。
They wanted to keep hold of their traditions, the God whom their father, whom their forefathers had worshipped.
但是同方面看到外邦的人说，哦，他们家这么兴旺，这么发达，他们的神好像很厉害，那我应该要拜一下。
But on the other hand, when they observed the prosperity of the other nations, they also wanted to give it a try.
所以信仰变成混杂。
That's why their faith became very mixed.
他的心没有专一。
Their heart was not true.
那为什么会这样子？
And why was that?
为什么他一直看着外邦人说，他们拜这个也好，他想要去拜，为什么呢？
Why were they swayed when they saw the idols of other people?
外邦的神都在强调什么？
What were the idols emphasizing?
强调今生的好处。
The good, the benefits of this world.
累积财富。
You could accumulate wealth.
做生意赚钱发大财。
You could become very rich.
所以当时代的百姓，他们信仰混乱之后，他们接下来生活追求的目标价值观念跟这个不信的外邦人是一样的。
Therefore, as they started to worship these idols, the elect's value system started to change.
你看他们当时候也是很注重做生意啊。
At that time, they emphasized business a lot.
也很懂得开发啊。
They knew how to expand their territory.
第一章的第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
他这里讲到，在耶路撒冷有这个鱼门跟第二层。
In verse 10, it talks about the fish gate and the second quarter.
那第十一节这个马格提斯的居民。
And then in verse 11, Matkesh.
那这个就是当时候耶路撒冷城在扩张，他们有一些新开发地区的。
So this means that Jerusalem was expanding. There were new territories.
那因为到了西班牙先知那个时代，就是约西亚王。掌权的时代。
During the time of Zephaniah, the king was Josiah.
那约西亚王在位的时候，其实犹大国就是在灭亡以前，曾经有一段很兴旺的时代。
During the time of King Josiah, this was a prosperous time, before destruction.
约西亚王他所那个时代所带来的这个兴盛，其实是因为信仰复兴所带成的结果。
But it was prosperous. Because King Josiah had brought about a religious reformation.
只可惜当时候他所做的这个信仰的改革啊，没办法深入。大概四十年之后，这个国家就亡了。
But unfortunately, the roots of the reformation did not go very deep. Therefore, 40 years later, the country was destroyed.
因为人的心哦。没有办法那么快改变。
Because human hearts are not so easily changed.
通常我们有时候要做一个，要有时候要立志要做什么，通常都三分钟热度。
Whenever we are resolved or determined to do something, sometimes it only lasts for 3 minutes.
这个个人是这样子，从整个国家社会是这样子啊。
This is true for our individuals. It is also true for an entire country.
真的要能够执行改革的，这个要一段长时间。
And changing someone or something, requires time.
要下功夫。
You need to put the effort in.
而且要每天都做。
And it has to be done every day.
如果没有持续做。一下子就冷掉了。
If you do not do it every day, then you will lose your zeal.
所以约西亚王他曾经我们在读列王记的时候，你看他做多大的复兴改革。
When we read the kings, we see how great a reformation Josiah brought about.
只可惜那个时候的人的心根本不再追求神。
But unfortunately, the hearts of the people were not for God.
那时候的心追求什么？
What were they pursuing after?It was after wealth.
要发达。
They wanted to be prosperous.
所以耶路撒冷城其实当时候这个马格提斯就是耶路撒冷城特别兴旺的商业区啊，做生意的。
So when it says, "Will you inhabitants of Maktesh," this is the marketplace of that.
这个地方这个时候好多商人啊，不管是选民、外邦人都到这个地方做生意的。
This was a marketplace not only for the chosen people, but also for foreigners.
好多人很忙，每天都很忙，忙着什么
？Everyone was so busy every day, but for what?
忙着搬银子啊。
They were busy carrying off their gold.
就像我们今天这样子，搬钱啊，存钱赚钱，然后这样子周转啊。
And just like how today money flows around.
做生意真的很辛苦，很忙的。
Doing business is an arduous task.
你看我们今天做生意的弟兄姐妹，每一天。收了很多钱，要怎么办
？So for those brothers and sisters who do business, what do you do when you collect a lot of money at the end of the day?
你放在家可能被偷啊。
If you put all that cash at home, it might get stolen.
当晚就要赶快拿去银行存了。
So after you close the store, you have to go to the bank.
拿去 存路上还小心不要被人家抢。
But you have to be very careful on the way to the bank, or else you might get robbed.
这个要搬运银子其实要很伤脑筋的。
So, transporting money is also gives people headaches.
当时候很多人心里面其实都是在追求这个东西啊。
So at that time, the hearts of the people were for money.
那这样的一个心态，那个追求的目标，神都知道了。
And God understood very clearly what the goal of their hearts was.
所以当时候。这个神的百姓不是在追求神。
At that time, the people were not pursuing after God.
在追求世上的财富。
They wanted to be wealthy.
跟一般外邦人没有两样。
They were no different from the people around them.
他们甚至心里说。
And in their hearts, they said.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
他们心里说，十二节的后半段说，啊，神必不降福，也不降祸。
It says in the latter portion, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.
神说，我要用灯哦。来巡查耶路撒冷。
God said, "I will use a lamp to search Jerusalem."
我要用这个灯来好好的检查一下每一个人。
I'm going to use this lamp to examine every individual.
这个灯不在于这个世界上外在的。
And this lamp will search not the outward things.
神的他说，他这个灯要巡查人的心里。
But the heart.
就是说，人到底在追求什么
？What are people pursuing after?
我们人真的在相信神吗
？Do we really believe in God?
还是表面上的
？Or is it superficial?
因为当时候许多神的百姓，其实信仰变成表面化的。
At that time, many of the people had a superficial faith.
因为用嘴唇敬拜啊。
They worship God with their lips.
在到圣殿去的时候，哇，很敬虔啊，守节期，做什么都照着规矩啊。
When they went to the temple, they seemed to be very reverent, and they would keep the feast.
回到家里面。
But what happened when they went home? They would do whatever they wanted.
钱要赚越多，越多越好。
They wanted more money.
心永远不会满足。
So their hearts were never content.
要跟外邦人比啊。
They wanted to compare themselves.
人家住什么房子，我要跟他一样啊。
To the foreigners, to live in the same houses.
他开什么车子，我要跟他一样啊。
I want to drive the same cars.
他穿什么衣服，我要跟他一样啊。
I want to wear the same clothing.
你看他在做什么事，他在那里旅行，我要跟他一样比得起啊。
I want to go on the same vacations as them.
这就是当时候神的百姓。
So this was just the mentality of these people.
他心里认为说神不降祸，不降祸，我靠自己啊。
They thought God will not do good or evil. I have to rely on myself.
所以神到哪里去了
？So where did God go?
其实神已经跑到背后去了。
God was already thrown to the side.
神敬拜神的信仰好像只是表面上，我来到这个地方，我就是这样做而已。
Therefore, their worship of was only when they were at the temple.
这个就是人的无知。
So this is the ignorance of men.
那这个就是其实也是人受到这个世界的迷惑。
This is also because they're deceived by the world.
你看，今天有许多人，他们口里称有神，但其实是无神的。
There are many who confess that there is a God, but yet in their heart there is no God.
到底有没有神，其实要看他的生活态度。
Whether or not they truly believe in God will be revealed by their attitude toward life.
要看一个人他生活的追求是什么。
What is the pursuit of their life?
有神不是嘴巴去讲而已。
Confessing that there is a God is not merely lip service.
其实我们是怎么安排时间
？How do we arrange our time?
我们是怎么看待神对我们的要求
？How do we view the requirements of God?
真正的敬拜神的。
So those who truly worship God.
真理跟圣灵的敬拜。
Will worship God in spirit and in truth.
中文说是用心灵跟诚实。
In Chinese, it is using your heart and in honesty.
也就是说，真的在神面前诚诚实实。
Which is to be honest and completely genuine before God.
相信神存在。
To believe that God exists.
相信神说的话有能力。
And to believe that His words are powerful.
相信神应许一定会实现。
And also to believe that His promises will come to pass.
相信人。逃不过神的眼目。
Also to believe that as humans we cannot escape from the sight of the Lord.
也就是说，我们人其实我们在想什么，神早就一清二楚了。
God is very clear of our thoughts.
问题就是，当神知道，有时候知道我们在想什么，神他就不讲话。
Sometimes when God knows our thoughts, He doesn't speak up.
那神好像把自己隐藏起来。
It's like God has hidden Himself.
不要让我们知道。
And He doesn't want us to know.
他就站在旁边看
，He is on the side.
他就以为让我们以为说，神不会降祸也不降，我做什么是无所谓的。
And because of that, we think that God doesn't care. He won't do good or evil to me.
所以什么叫做恶人
？So what is a wicked person?
在神的眼中，恶人不是只是那些作奸犯科犯罪的人。
In the eyes of God, those who are wicked are not those who are sitting in jails.
如果我们看诗篇第十篇
，Let's turn to Psalm 10.
诗篇第十篇
，Psalm 10.
第十篇，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节说，二人面带骄傲说，主必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
Verse 4, the wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts.
第五节说，凡他所想的，凡他所做的，时常稳固。
Verse
你的审判超过他的眼界，至于他一切的敌人，他都向他们喷气，他心里说，我必不动摇，世世代代不遭灾难。
Verses 5 and 6, his ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity.
第六节说，他心里说，我必不动摇。第七节，他满口是咒骂、诡诈、欺压，舌底是毒害、奸恶。
Verse 7, his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity.
那这个就是恶人呢。
This is a wicked man.
心里，你看他不知道说神鉴察一切。
He does not realize that God examines all things.
那所以人哦，有时候真的是无知啊。
So as humans, sometimes we are very ignorant.
现在先知他提出一个问题。
So the prophet raises a question.
人如果要成为被神所隐藏的人，一定首先要先寻求神。
And this is, if we want to be hidden by God, we need to seek the Lord first.
寻求神的人才有可能得到平安呢。
Only those who seek the Lord will receive peace.
这是最后的平安。
This is the ultimate peace.
虽然在开始的时候可能会有患难。
Although in the beginning we may have troubles.
因为圣经已经告诉我们说，这个世界上患难有时候像火星飞腾，这个灾难掉到什么地方去，那个地方着火，这个有时候真的是无法避免的。
Tribulations or troubles sometimes are described as sparks. You will never know where the spark will land, and it will just happen in your life suddenly.
这个，所以现在今天神哦，他透过先知的信息在提醒我们。
Therefore, God through the prophet is reminding us.
他说他要用灯来巡查耶路撒冷。
That he will use a lamp to, search Jerusalem.
就是要来检要看我们人的心呢。
To examine our hearts.
神要用他的灵，用他的真理来显明我们的心意。
He will use his spirit and his truth to reveal the thoughts and intents of
our heart. 所以神的这个灯可以是神的真理。
Therefore, we can see that this lamp represents God's truth.
可以是神隐藏在我们。安排在我们里面每一个人内的良心。
It can also be our conscience that He has given us.
就这个灯也是神，他赐给我们这个灵。
This lamp is also the spirit of God.
因为我们人是按神的形象造的。
We are created in the image of God.
跟动物不一样，就差在有神的灵。
And we are different from animals simply because we have God's spirit.
要神要我们活出他的生命的特质。
God wants us to live out the characteristics of God.
所以神要用他的话语，他的真理来检查我们每个人的心呢。
Therefore, God will use His words and His truth to examine our hearts.
这是为什么我们要读圣经。
This is why we need to read the Bible.
你看神的话哦。我们如果读它，就像每天照镜子。
When we read the Bible every day, it is like looking in a mirror every day.
这个真理的光会显明我们的过犯，我们的罪恶了。
The light of the Word will reveal the sins in our heart.
有时候会让我们看到我们自己的骄傲。
It will reveal to us our pride.
看到我们的污秽。
To see our filthiness.
那这个真理，它是亮光，同时它带来能力。
So while being light, this truth is also power.
真理让我们得到自由。
The truth will set us free.
所以我们会得到力量去胜过这些罪恶的事情。
Therefore, we will receive power to overcome sin.
那借着这个灯，真理的亮光，我们可以修正我们的行为。
Through the truth, the light of the truth, we are able to adjust our deeds.
可以调整我们所追求。
Adjust our values.
我们不会再像世界上一样去追求这个只是今生的好处。
We will not use our life to pursue after the benefits of this world.
不会去真的去效法这个世界。
We will not be conformed to this world.
所以这个世界的潮流不管怎么变，我们都不会去跟随。
Therefore, regardless of how the tides turn, we will not be caught along with it.
西班牙先知他说，我们要寻求公义。
Zephaniah also tells us that we need to seek righteousness.
什么是公义？神认为对的事。
Righteousness is what God sees as right.
那这个神认为对的事，其实现在都已经写在圣经里。
What God sees as right is written clearly in the Bible.
那 在挪亚的时代
，during the time of Noah，
如果我们看啊《创世纪》第六章
，let's turn to Genesis chapter 6。
请把你的书先放在西班牙书。
You can put your bookmark in Zephaniah。
《创世纪》第六章
，Genesis chapter 6。
挪亚的时代也是这次我们圣约营的主题。
The generation during Noah's flood was the theme of our music camp。
圣约营今天下午才刚刚结束。
Music camp ended this afternoon。
超过100个学员、工作人员、辅导员一起来进行这个活动。
And there were about 100 participants and workers who participated in this event.
就是学挪亚这个时代他这个特殊的人物。
And everyone was learning about the character Noah.
挪亚真的是神所隐藏的人。
Noah was truly hidden by God.
他真的是寻求神的。
He truly sought after God.
他是真的在寻求公义。
He was truly seeking after righteousness.
他最后也真的是一个谦卑人。
And he was humble.
他的生命最后就保留在方舟里面。
Therefore, his life was preserved in the ark.
那接下来这个新的世界在他面前展开。
And because of this, there was a new world that was opened to him.
在神发怒的大日，他们平安了。
On the day of God's wrath, they were safe.
你看第六章
，Chapter 6，
第三节
，Verse 3，
神说人死乎血气。
God says that man is flesh.
也就是说，人现在所追求都是这个按肉体的情欲。
Which means that people were pursuing after the desires of the flesh.
其实人是有神的灵的。
But as humans, we have the spirit of God.
到挪亚这个时代，才几代而已啊，从亚当算下来啊。
From Adam to Noah, this was only a couple of generations.
你看那个挪亚那个时代，他。看过他好多祖先呢、啊，因为那个时候祖先都活很长啊。
Noah was able to witness a lot of his forefathers because they all lived for a long time.
以前亚当他们跟神相处的那个日子，一代一代传下来。
And the experience that Adam had with God in the Garden of Eden could be passed down generation after generation.
本来是属神的人呢、啊。
They were belonging to God.
现在变成属血气的。
But now they belong to the flesh.
完全把神造人赋给他们的任务。那些神的要求全部把它丢掉了。
So they threw away all of these requirements and thoughts about God.
属血气的什么意思
？What does it mean to belong to the flesh？
第五节说
，Verse five，
终日所想的都是恶。
Says every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only
evil. 所有脑筋想的都是这些神不喜欢的事。
They continually thought about things that God did not like.
所以恶是从我们的思想开始的。
So evil starts from the heart.
然后接下去。第六节，神就很伤心。
Therefore, in verse 6, God was very grieved.
神说：“我要把他这些罪恶人都把他毁了。”
God said that I will destroy these wicked people.
这就是神，他是公义的神。
This means that God is a righteous God.
不容罪恶存在。
He cannot tolerate sin.
有罪的，他一定要刑罚。
Therefore, he must punish for sin.
但是圣经特别提到一件事。
But the Bible specifically says,
第八节
in verse 8,
唯有挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
That only Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为第九节说
，Verse 9，
他当时候是个义人
，That he was a just man。
他在当世代是个完全人
，He was perfect in his generations。
如何他怎么能够变成完全人
？And how was he able to become perfect？
因为他与神同行。
It was because he walked with God。
与神同行是什么意思
？And what does it mean to walk with God？
他每一天都跟神在一起啊。
Every day he was with God。
他现在所思所想的都是跟神有关系的。
And everything he thought about and did was connected to God。
就跟这个像现在讲那个世上的人呢、啊，就很大差别。
This is completely different from those who were in the world.
他能够与神同行，也不是他自己发明的。
And walking with God was not something he invented himself.
他之前的祖先就已经这样子做了。
It is because his forefathers already did this thing.
因为在他前面的祖先以诺就跟神同行300年。
Enoch had walked with God for 300 years.
一代一代传下来。
And it was passed down generation after generation.
以诺的儿子。
The son of Noah,
一代一代的传下来了。
As the son of Enoch, and this was passed down.
那你看，后来以诺不是生了儿子叫做马杜撒拉吗
？And Enoch had a son named Methuselah.
对不对？那他生了马杜撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，他被神接走了。
After he had Methuselah, after 300 years, he was taken away by God.
那马杜撒拉这个名字就是他死的时候那个。 灭亡就来到了。
And the name Methuselah means that when he dies, then this is the day when the flood will come.
那马杜撒拉生拉麦。
And Methuselah had Lamech.
那拉麦接下来就生挪亚了。
And Lamech had Noah.
所以马杜撒拉就是挪亚的祖父。
Therefore, Methuselah was Noah's grandfather.
你看。那这个就是一代一代信仰一直传下来的。
So this is the passing down of the faith.
他知道说，哎，什么叫做与神同行
？He understood what it meant to walk with God.
在我们今天今生的日子，我们应该做什么，就应该做什么。
Therefore, we have to do what we ought to do in our lives.
就像以诺，他特别说，他生了马杜撒之后与神同行，并且生儿养女。
For Enoch, he said, and he said, after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God with 300 years and had sons and daughters.
也就是说，你看他现在跟神同行这三百年里面呢，他这个人生该做什么事，要生儿养女，这个神的旨意，他就照着去做了。
In these 300 years, since it was God's will for him to have sons and daughters, therefore he did it.
他应该要把这个信仰传下去，他就尽量去做。
And because he was supposed to pass down this faith, therefore he did his best.
他这个生命当中就是在完成神的旨意的。
Therefore his life was devoted to fulfilling the will of God.
与神同行表示说他会很在意神在每一个人他的生命里面所要求的。
He walked with God, meaning that he really cared about what God required of him.
他不会只是想到我自己。
He was not self-centered.
不会像一般世人说死无邪气，就是我想要的我就去做，管他的。
He was not like those around him who chose to do whatever they wished.
挪亚与神同行。
Noah also walked with God.
他就变得在当时代非常特别的人物。
Therefore, he became very unique in his generation.
他远离罪恶。
He departed from sin.
他不追求这个世界上的人的潮流啊。
He did not follow the trend of the world.
他以神把神当作最重要的。
He put God as the priority.
做什么事情一定是先想到神。
Therefore, whatever he did, he thought about God first.
那神说的话，他就照着去做。
And whatever God said, so he did.
当第六章的第十二。第十一节。
In chapter 6, verse 11,
世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
十二节说，神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
Verse 12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
第十三节，神说，凡血气的人，他们的尽头到了。
13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me.
我要把他们毁灭了。
I will destroy them all.
这个时候神告诉挪亚去造方舟。
And at this time, God told Noah to build an ark.
然后神说，我要把你隐藏起来。
And God said to Noah that he will hide him.
你跟你的家人，你的儿子，你的媳妇，全部都要进方舟，我把你们关起来。
I'm going to bring you and your sons and your sons' wives into the ark, and I will shut you in.
所以第七章的第十六节。
In chapter 7, verse 16.
你看挪亚，他是照神的吩咐去做。
Noah did all that God had commanded him.
要造方舟可不容易。
It is not an easy task to build an ark.
要经历多少人的嘲笑
？How many people ridiculed him？
多少那个很困难的那个工程要去做
？There were so many hard tasks to be done。
我们看看那个方舟到底多巨大
？And how massive was this ark？
他就是要照神的吩咐去做，不可以偷工减料。
But he had to do exactly according to God's dimensions. He could not cut anything。
那经过长时间这个努力之后
，So after a long period of toil and effort，
相信神的每一句话
，He believed in God's every word。
神要他做什么，他就做什么。
Therefore, he did everything God said。
要建方舟，要砍木头。
God, if you want to build an ark, then you need to cut the wood。
要建方舟，要存活。神说准备食物。
If you want to stay alive in the ark, you need to prepare food。
神说那个动物要来。这个活物要进去。
And when God called the animals, they had to go into the ark.
其实一开始挪亚不知道说动物要怎么来，要怎么去叫啊。
At the beginning, Noah had no idea how he would gather all these animals.
最后都是神自己叫来的。
But it was God who moved them to come.
这些愿意来到挪亚面前，这些活物都活了。
So all animals who were willing to come before, to the ark survived.
都跟随挪亚进方舟。
They all entered with Noah into the ark.
到日子的神说要进去的时候，他们进去。
And on the day that God said that you have to go in, they went in.
我们看第七章十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 15.
凡有血肉的、有气息的活物，都一对一对的 到挪亚那里进入方舟。
And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh, in which is the breath of life.
十六节说，凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母的，正如神所吩咐挪亚的，神就把他关在方舟里头。
16. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
所以最后在神发怒的日子，挪亚跟他的家人以及跟他在里面的活物全部都被隐藏活的。
Therefore, in the day of God's wrath, Noah and all who were with him in the ark were hidden by God.
这个挪亚的故事就呼应了西班牙先知里面他所强调的重点。
Therefore, we see how the story of Noah echoes the main point of the book in Zephaniah.
要成为神所隐藏的人，我们一定要能够追求完全的。
In order to be hidden by God, we need to pursue perfection.
我们要愿意跟这个世界有分别。
We have to be willing to be separate from the world.
我们的追求不能够只是跟这个世界人一样。
Our pursuit should be different from those in the world.
所以我们对成功的定义一定要修正。
Therefore, we need to adjust our definition of success.
成功不是说被这个世界认可。
Being successful is not being acknowledged by people in the world.
不是财富有多少。
It is not how much wealth we have.
不是地上我们拥有多少产业。
It is not how much inheritance we have.
而是在天上我们有份吗？
But do we have a part in heaven?
我们真的在天上有富足吗？
Are we rich in heaven?
我们所追求的真的是天上的事还是地上的事？
Are we pursuing after the things of the world or the things above?
我们要修正我们的想法。
So we need to readjust our mindset.
我们要了解神什么是神所喜爱的。
We have to know what God delights in.
照着神的吩咐去做。
And we have to do according to what He says. 今天神的命
令不是难守的。
The commandments of God are not hard.
他要我们去做的其实都很简单。
And the things that He wants us to do are actually very simple.
就是依靠他说什么我就做什么。
We just have to rely on Him and do what He says.
这是一个心的问题。
So it's just a matter of our heart.
做不到的主啊，你帮助我。
If I am unable to do it, Lord, please help me.
我们不会靠我们自己。
We will not rely on ourselves.
我们一定会经历神的能力，神的话语的能力。
And we will experience the power of God's words.
真的信靠神就很简单。
So, then trusting in the Lord is a simple matter.
当世人在恐惧的时候，你可以不用恐惧。
When everyone else is afraid, we will not be.
所以什么是自由？
So, what is true freedom?
当众人在恐慌的时候，我们不恐慌，这叫自由。
When everyone else is afraid, but we are not, this is true freedom.
当众人在忧虑将来的时候，我们不忧虑。
When everyone is anxious for tomorrow, and we are not,
不是说我们不准备。
This does not mean that we are not prepared.
而是我们知道说一切都在神的掌握底下。
But we know that everything is in the hands of God.
如果我是神所隐藏的人，我不用担心的。
If I am someone who is hidden by God, I do not need to fear.
这个叫做自由。
This is true freedom.
这个叫做从主来的恩典。
And this is the grace from God.
挪亚，你看他的生命何等特殊。
We see how unique Noah's life was.
当代人全部都是败坏的，只有他，特别圣经说他是义人。包括他的全家最后得救，就一家人八口。
Everyone else in the world was corrupt, but only Noah and his family of eight were saved.
他能够坚持得住啊。
He was able to keep to the end.
你看他的那个信仰根基要多深，要多稳。
Then we have to imagine how deep were his roots.
所以，今天我们要建立信仰的根基。如果我们不像他这样子，每天跟神同行，怎么可能呢？
So if we desire to walk with God, if we desire to be rooted, how can we do so if we do not walk with God every day?
西班牙书第二章第三节又说。
In Zephaniah chapter 2 verse
他说要追求谦卑。
It says we need to seek humility.
什么是谦卑？
What is humility?
就是会照神的话去做的人。
It is those who obey the words of God.
谦卑表示说我们不会自己以为很行。
Humility means that we will not boast of our own abilities.
其实神他透过先知所讲的信息基本上都是一致的。
The messages that God speaks through the prophet are all the same.
弥迦书六章八节说：“世人啊，神向你所要的是什么？”
In Micah chapter 6 verse 8, the Lord says, "What does the Lord require of you?"
他说：“行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。”
He says that you are to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
就是今天我们要跟神同行，就是要有这个谦卑的心。
So if we want to walk with God, we need to have a humble heart.
谦卑表示说我们不会自夸。
And when we are humble, we will not boast.
我们不会去否定神的说法。
And we will not deny the words of God.
我们会什么事情会求问神。
In everything, we will seek the Lord.
我们知道说我们人脆弱。
We know that as humans, we are very frail.
需要神的能力。
We need the power of God.
谦卑 才有办法接受神的话语了。
Only when we are humble will we be able to receive God's words.
那谦卑人, 圣经说,
and God says that He will exalt the humble.
在这里我们看到, 不但被提升, 而且最重要的是被拯救。
We see that not only are those who are humble exalted, but they will be saved.
在危险的时候, 在神发怒日子被隐藏起来。
In the day of wrath, they will be hidden.
我们今天其实在世上可能会遇到很多的灾。
So in our lifetime, we might encounter many different troubles.
谦卑的,
but God preserves and protects those who are humble, just like the apple of His eye.
看诗篇17篇,
Let's turn to Psalm 17.
诗篇17篇,
Psalm 17.
17篇, 读第八节,
Verse 8.
第八节说：“求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。”Verse
8, keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings.
第九，使我脱离那欺压我的恶人，就是围困我要害我命的仇敌。9,
from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me.
神要把我们隐藏在他的翅膀底下，保护我们。
God will hide us under the shadow of His wings.
好，再看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗的保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
Verse 5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
你看,这个是大卫他的诗篇啊。
This is written by David.
大卫他一生经历神的隐藏。
All throughout his life, David experienced how God hid him.
你看他遇到多少灾难啊。
He encountered so many troubles.
扫罗曾经动用全国之力,就是要去抓这个人。
Saul had once mobilized the entire nation to catch David himself.
多少想要讨好那个王的人哦,你看通风报信,忘恩负义,去告诉扫罗王说,大卫就藏在我们这里啊,赶快来抓。
There were so many people who wanted to find favor in the eyes of the king and therefore told on David to tell him where he was hidden. So it seemed like David was in the hands of Saul.
你看大卫被扫罗王团团把他包围住了。
We know that David was completely surrounded by Saul and his people.
这个时候怎么办?
What would he do?
你看神怎么解救大卫啊?
And how did God save David?
神兴起外患去攻击 边境,
God arose the enemies to come to the border.
这个时候扫罗王不得不撤兵，赶快去对付那些外面的敌人吧。
Therefore, at that time, Saul had no choice but to retreat and go face these enemies.
在这样的团团被包围当中，神为他开了一条出路。
So while he was surrounded by his enemies, God opened a way so that David could escape.
人都要出卖他，但是神保护他。
People betrayed him, but yet God protected him.
所以你看大卫他对神非常有体验的。
Therefore, David has so many experiences of God.
我遭遇患难，他暗暗的保守我。
When I experience troubles, he will hide me in his secret. In the secret place of his tabernacle. So no matter how people sought after him, they could not find him.
你看如果是神所喜爱人何等有福。
So how blessed are those whom God delights in.
跟西番亚同一个时代的耶利米先知也经历同样的恩典。
Jeremiah, who was in the same time as Zephaniah, also experienced the same grace.
因为我们现在在读西番亚书的历史背景，跟他同时代的就是耶利米先知。
So we are reading the book of Zephaniah, and his contemporary is Jeremiah.
也包括哈巴谷先知。
And Habakkuk.
那我们现在来看耶利米先知怎么被神隐藏起来。
So now let's look at how Jeremiah was hidden by God.
耶利米书36章。
Jeremiah 36.
耶利米书36章。
Jeremiah 36.
26节。
Verse 26.
26节。 26. 王就吩咐哈米勒的儿子撒拉耶拉灭和雅斯列的儿子希莱亚，并亚伯迭的儿子示利米亚去捉拿文士巴录和先知耶利米，神却将他们隐藏了。
26, and the king commanded Jerahmeel, the king's son, Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to seize Baruch, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet, but the Lord hid them.
你看，当时候耶利米先知是责备王、祭司，那是那时候的先知首领。
At that time, Jeremiah was sent by God to rebuke the kings and the priests.
神还要他说，你赶快把写把那个话写下来。
And God even told him to write down these words.
去读给那个王听，大声的读。
And you are to read it very loudly in front of the king.
你看王很生气的把他的书把它烧掉。
The king was so enraged that he burned up the scroll.
掌权的人现在要来抓他了。
So now those in authority were seeking after him.
神把他隐藏起来。
But God hid him.
真的。神保护他的百姓，他所爱的人。
So truly, God hides those who belong to Him.
真的，这个藏在神的这个翅膀底下，
He,
我们平安的。
So truly, under the wings of the Lord, we find peace.
今天我们要追求成为神所喜悦的。
So let us pursue after becoming someone whom the Lord finds favor in.
愿我们调整我们的追求的目标。
Let us readjust our pursuits.
寻求主。
To seek after the Lord.
从心里面真的去调整我们追求的方向。
And adjust our hearts.
改变我们的生活态度。
Change the attitude of our life.
从追求世界到真的追求神属灵的。
From pursuing after this world to what is more spiritual.
寻求公义。
Seek after righteousness.
做神认为对的事。
Do what is right in the eyes of God.
寻求谦卑。
Seek after humility,
能够愿意顺服神的话语,
and be willing to submit to the words of God.
这样在神审判的大日, 我们必得隐藏。
Therefore, then in the, on the day of wrath, we will be hidden.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
352首。
Three.